Well, welcome everybody. Darren Saul here, your host of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast, episode 46 today. It's going to be a fantastic show.
I hope everybody's... 46, mate.
It's 46, you bet, mate. We're growing. You're number 46. So it's going to be a great show. But before we start, I just wanted to extend a huge thank you to all the audience out there who's been listening and watching the podcast, because we've got some amazing feedback. And I just wanted to say thank you. You know, really appreciate all your support and loyalty. And today's going to be a great show with none other than Mark David here. And we're going to be chatting about comedy and the famous Corona pivot. So for everybody who doesn't know Mark, starting nearly 20 years ago, Mark's companies house some of Australia's best comedy entertainment, from corporate events to weekly pub entertainment to the prolific comedians you have laughed along with on television. Mark eats, sleeps, and breathes comedy, and he is fanatical about managing it. He has over a decade in creative innovation in entertainment, design, and implementation, and has enjoyed creating some of the most recognizable brands in corporate venue entertainment, TV, radio, and print media. So I'm really excited to welcome Mark, and we're going to be chatting about the comedy industry, what's happening right now, innovation, creativity, and the famous Corona pivot, which we're going to have a bit of fun with. So Mark, welcome.
Well, what an introduction, Darren. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, mate.
A lot of expectation to
live up to. Not at all, mate.
Really, just comedy. So
absolutely. I mean, you're a star. Tell us a bit about you and your journey. How did you get into all this?
It's an interesting question, even for me. I mean, I think try and keep it as simple as possible. I had finished uni and was looking for an industry related job. I was studying HR and at UNSW, and I was also a musician for many years. Like, I played from the age of, I was playing live in pubs from 15, and played, you know, across Australia in many gigs for many years. And I had a first cousin, Haskell Daniels, some of you may remember. He'd made quite a name for himself. Again, he was 15, doing live shows. He was on TV by 15.
15 he started.
He was on the Ray Martin show, if anyone recalls. That was his first show at 15. He was on, remember, Tonight Live with Steve Bizar. Haskell was kind of a sidekick comedian, you know, similar to, you could say, you know, Peter Hillier on Rove.
Yep.
So he had asked me around that time, did I want to start this, you know, business together? You know, I'd obviously already worked in the pub game with bands and kind of knew my way around a little bit. And I said, sure, it was much more interesting to where my life was leading. So, we kind of got some good wins very quickly. Actually, the first booking we ever had received was from Bruce Solomon at Solitel Hotels, which is the chief in Double Bay. It was actually the first gig we'd ever been booked.
There you go. And you booked Haskell. That was Haskell. It was your star for that show.
Yeah, it was our star. It was the first gig we ever booked. That was the start. And Haskell and I worked together for many years. And it just, it snowballed into all different things comedy. So from the outset, our idea was, you know, to run a comedy business that was had really good conditions for artists to pay really well.
Yep.
Coming from playing in a band, it's notoriously, you know, a terrible game, as is entertainment in general. Yep. I'm sure everyone's aware of, you know, how ruthless the industries are.
Yeah.
So we kind of set a standpoint to, you know, have great, you know, we still are industry leaders in payment of artists, also, you know, trying to put on great shows. So we kind of worked away from that, and just, you know, until today we're doing, you know, we're doing no gigs right now, actually.
Yep.
Up until this point, we're doing, you know, a substantial amount of shows. So I guess that's a trajectory with a few things in between.
Oh, fantastic, mate. And I mean, why is comedy so important to us as human beings, and what are the benefits? I mean, you obviously have experienced this for 20 years.
That's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, firstly, I think comedy is almost what makes, you know, humanity, you know, comedians are the glue that makes humanity tick as human.
Yep.
You know, it's something, you know, that I guess has been going on from the beginning of time. I could only imagine the first joke in a cave, from a bodily function going off and someone just having a good laugh at that, right? You could almost imagine that would have been the first joke.
Yeah, I love it.
And I think, using it as a tool, even though we don't really know we're doing it, using it as a tool to cope with situations like, COVID-19 and anything else that's thrown your way in life. I mean, there's a lot of equations about how tragedy plus time equals comedy, but, that's overcomplicating it. I think, we've all been in a circumstance where if you can laugh about something, well, you're kind of starting to deal with it.
Yeah,
exactly. And life's just funny. It is funny. And that the more of you look at it that way, the easier it is to understand. I think I'll go on, even extend that even further.
Yeah,
I think
please do.
Now in society is more important than ever because it's a platform for people to, have a view and a perspective, not necessarily a tainted media perspective, or not necessarily, one with an agenda, notwithstanding comedians have agendas of their own, in particular politics or what have you, but it's also an important part to bring up conversations that people don't really want to have.
I agree.
Unfortunately, someone like Trump, satire would normally take off, but you can't satire. He's done it himself.
Absolutely. And also, I'll add as well, comedy is an amazing rapport builder. I mean, comedy and humor is an incredible way to build relationships. So even if you're in the business world or you're, meeting some new friends for the first time, comedy is an amazing icebreaker, an amazing rapport builder. It's something that builds you naturally.
That's getting towards my business sense, right? So, we would do that. We would do a large amount of functions from, Perth, a group of lawyers in Perth looking to get together to an awards night in Sydney or anywhere else for that matter. And the comedy really, breaks down barriers and allows people to have a conversation and a laugh. And they're obviously usually, what I've learned over the years is people like laughing at themselves the most. a group of teachers love laughing at all the silly things that happen in their work environment, which is many. And we all actually do. So, yeah, you're right. It is an icebreaker. And even advertisers themselves have been using this since the beginning of advertising. Yeah. They've realised that the transfer of information is much better served with comedy or a laugh. You'll remember it. That's the principles of a lot of advertising.
Absolutely. It's so true. Comedy has always been part of advertising and marketing since day dot. And as you say, I think if you're able to make fun of yourself, it's the comedy that's the best received because it doesn't hurt anybody else. You're just making fun of yourself and that's the most memorable.
Yeah, well, totally. I mean, there's many styles of comedy. Victimless comedy is kind of all the rage right now, but I mean, it's just a phase, I think. It'll bounce back.
Fantastic. And so you've worked with all the biggest stars in Australia on your books.
Yeah, we would work with, everyone and anyone within the comedy framework. So, we do events, obviously, celebrities at functions are quite popular. Everyone would love to see, an Arch Barker or a Stephen K. Amos or a Kitty Flanagan or anyone else that, they love. So, that'd be the case. And, it really is a business.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and everyone needs an income of sorts. And really, I know, the functions that we would do, some would say comedians, they don't really love doing functions, and some do, some don't. But at the end of the day, I think for them, for performers themselves, the stage is the holy grail part of it. Doing live performances, that's the funnest part, and it really is in my business as well. We run a venue in Sydney, called Happy End. Comedy Club in King's Cross. And really for me, that is, watching an audience really, can't breathe from laughing, slapping themselves because they stop is really just for me the holy grail. Going, watching people walk out of there going, amazing, that was amazing.
I've known of your, of that venue for many, many years. I've never been. So when all this is back to normal, I'm coming.
Yeah, it might be just you and me and three
Well, that's actually a really good segue. I mean, obviously you've been really busy for the last 20 years doing all sorts of different things, public stuff, corporate stuff, your comedy club. But now I'm going to make fun of the term, the Corona pivot. Everybody's using the term pivot. But you had your own Corona pivot. So tell us a bit about what you're doing.
Can we all just agree first that the word pivot, that's a terrible word.
It almost reminds me of a ballet movement or something.
It's really corporatized, the word, but
it is.
So let's say I'm the anti-pivot guy, but I think this happened for us. It happened for us very, very quickly. I mean, everyone's heard it in the media, the arts gets hit first, and I'm sure a lot of industries similarly to the airline industry very early on, but this happened in a very rapid way and a very long time ago for us. It was very early March. Yep. I kind of saw what was happening and how this would, transpire out for all of us and the trajectory. And I kind of knew this is where we were going. There was no other way that this would happen. So quickly, I had a friend that, highlighted, a friend of a comedian as well, that highlighted the technology at hand. Of course, right. Our industry, this is not something that we would usually do. We wouldn't be meeting over the internet. It's not within my range. So, it was highlighted the technology, and of course, there's a few. We all know them. We're on one now, but there's a number of brands, and researched it and essentially just looked for a way to run a business. And I think we all know enough about comedy to know that it could be really weird to do comedy in this methodology. However, take another perspective and just think of it as another medium. So you've got a medium of radio, you've got a medium of television, you've got print, you've got many others, and this is just another. So you need to adapt to the technology, and you can take advantage of it too. There's a lot of advantages in using the Zooms or the WebEx or whatever. So created a product that we would sell to primarily corporate clients. We have done public events as well for UTS Uni was our first pilot program, and they're a great audience. And it actually went, if I can be so bold to say, it went so much better than I thought it would have been.
Fantastic.
So it could have real setbacks with the timing delays.
Yep.
But it works.
Fantastic. And so you book, or people can book your comedians for different spots within their corporate meetings on Zoom or on Microsoft Teams or however they're doing things. And they can do the lead in, they can do intermission, they can do a lead out, they can do, a special, special little gig or something, special 5 minutes.
That's pretty much it. So essentially, I think for the first part, we normally book comedians for functions or events.
Right.
So that kind of suggests that they've got something on already, right? So they've got an awards night or something like that. So it kind of, for me, sounded a little bit weird to just go, well, just book a comedian. Just book a comedian. Why? If you put it into a framework of, well, they've got a meeting, so we can, we'll start your meeting. I think this is a fun meeting, Darren. But a lot of them are not fun.
No.
They get monotonous and boring, so we can, obviously improve that.
Yep.
Or I think what's proving really popular is we've called it the Friday Wrap, where we'll wrap your week. If you give us a few key points of the failures, the, successes, we'll love a failure.
Absolutely.
And we'll make fun of it with a comedian. So, I just booked one a few minutes ago with a fantastic comedian called Tahir, who you may not have heard of. But also a brilliant artist, Simon Kennedy, will be doing one tomorrow for a bunch of comedians, a bunch of teachers, same thing, really.
No offense to all the teachers or comedians out there.
The teachers have a great sense of humor. In fact, one of my favorite audiences to book for, they get it. They've seen the highs, lows.
Yep.
They're usually relatively intelligent people.
Yes.
And are really down to earth.
And they can make fun of themselves as well, which is...
Oh, they need to. They quickly would not be in that job dealing with a bunch of, smarty pants kids.
And I can imagine that, imagine if there was a comedian that did a recurring show every week at the same meeting, and you could start to make fun of the people in the meeting and the people that are running the meeting, and you could have little, comedy caricatures and all sorts of things. So this could really go somewhere special.
Exactly right. You're already figuring it out. You can change the format to suit the technology. So, it's not exactly stand-up comedy.
Yep.
You know, let's leave that alone on its you know, on its mantle inside a comedy club. That really, truly, nothing compares to it.
Yeah.
As an example, YouTube for me is a horrible way of watching comedy. Right. It's terrible. Usually, sitting on your own.
Yeah, because you need the audience. You need you need that camaraderie. You need that joint laughter.
It's a conversation, and it's one that I've thought about, you know, rather intensely. And it's a conversation that's happening in there, whether you know it or not. Your head's talking, albeit silently, to the comedian, referencing, agreeing, you know, pointing out the things in your own life that is in reference to that. So it's very hard to do via a screen. So, you know, it's not stand-up comedy, is what I'm saying. It's still very funny, as is many things. It's just different.
Yeah, just different. And, you know, moving forward, it's just another add-on solution that people can use and provide as another service to lighten things up in their corporate meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's essential right now. I mean, we've talked about the fun part of it, about the comedy and livening those things up. But I think people need it right now, in a sense of, you know, finding an escape out of, you know, the situation we're all in, or, you know, an improvement of mental health. And I mean, I don't need to go into the depths of how we all know it's better, you know, to have a laugh. It truly is. And also a bit of team cohesion too. I mean, people are isolated at home. You want your teams to function, your office environments to function as one, you know, and having a laugh at each other and yourselves is really a really good way of doing that.
Fantastic, mate. And so where do you see the comedy industry going in the future? I mean, and how long do you think it's going to take before things are back to normal? And I put normal in inverted commas. What do you think is happening?
I think, firstly, it will always be here, obviously. If we, Darren, you and I go sit in a cave for long enough,
we'll come up with something.
I'm sure it'll be funny. So look at that for the first part. It'll always exist. This is really almost a brilliant counterpoint for where we're all going. The comedy will be brilliant after this.
Yeah,
It will be. It'll be great. We all need it too. So that's the first part. The second part is, look, really for the short term, it's anyone's guess. I can hazard a guess and say that social distancing laws will be enforced inside venues, you know, in pubs, clubs, restaurants are allowed to open as of, you know, Friday, I believe, already for 10 people, which is untenable from, you know, from my perspective. I couldn't consider how that would be possible. But pubs, similarly, if they're at 50% capacities, our own venue, Happy Endings, 50% capacity. So short term, it's not really viable. I think that'll change over time, hopefully. You know, I think we're all hoping that, you know, we can go back to some kind of normality, even though there will be changes. You know, we'll have to all embrace some changes. Guys, this is specifically talking to you guys. Wash your hands after going to the bathroom. Right? That's it. We're done. Like, I've seen it enough. In pubs and clubs, I'm sure we all have as men.
That's right.
So wash your hands.
Very good advice there.
Yeah. I mean, I could have said that 10 years ago, though. Doesn't have to be now. But I think, look, you know, when we get back to normal, it'll be very strong. It'll think it'll come back very strong. I mean, that's one side. The Australian economy, I mean, who knows? I think we can all suppose that, you know, things have transpired. The tourism industry is squashed. You know, the education, international education is a very big industry in Australia. It's squashed. You know, there's a few that you know, really on the back foot. So I don't really know for the greater scheme of things, but I've always known that comedy is very strong in a time of trouble, if it turns out that way. It's a very cheap format of entertainment, usually for live. And people will do it because it's feel good, and you know, it's you're gonna get something out of it.
Fantastic. And I can only imagine, I can't wait to hear all the interesting Corona jokes that come out in the next 6 months.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I'm sure it's a lot of people's favourites. You know, Seinfeld the show's based on just our idiosyncrasies day to day and the silliness. And I think that that's where all the fun will come.
Oh, yeah. Well, social distancing and it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And so tell us a bit more about your club. I mean, how many nights a week is it open, or not right now, but when it is back to normal? And tell us a bit more about how that works and how people
can. So, oops, 10 years ago, I opened it. You know, a lot of people tell me I was mad. And I'll explain that a little bit further, because I've already been running the comedy business for a decade already. Yep. And if you would have gone, if Darren, you and I would have gone out to you know, Bondi Beach and done a poll on give me a top 20 things to do on a weekend a decade ago, I promise you comedy wasn't on it.
Right.
It might have been 30 on the list, you know. But more and more so, it's become a legitimized format of entertainment for Australians. Australians have finally figured out that it's good. Yep. Standard of Australian club comedy is world-class, if not world-beating. It is very, very good. Awesome. And, you know, the better it gets, the better it gets, because their comedians are, let's not say competing or dueling with each other, but they kind of are. You know, like, let's make this funnier and funnier and funnier.
Yeah. We're trying to raise the bar constantly.
Constantly raising the bar. You can also lower the bar too, to have the similar effect. But, you know, so 10 years ago I opened and it was, you know, I'll be honest, it was a struggle for the first, you know, year or two. It was really hard work. 5 audience members, 3 audience members, none. But the one thing I had in mind is keeping the standard exceptionally high and having a really high level of customer service. I mean, I all think we've been in a Sydney restaurant or cafe where no one cares. And we did care. I did care. You know, there's a lot of anxiety that goes into producing comedy. Will it be good?
Yep.
Will people enjoy it? And I wanted to give myself the best shot of getting a good result. So, awesome. You know, it snowballed slowly, and built into sold out shows. And, you know, we run a Friday night and 2 shows on a Saturday night, you know, at 6 PM, 6:30 PM and 8:30 PM on a Saturday.
Nice.
We'd sell out every show. So hilariously, the last weekend of shows were completely sold out Friday, or both shows on Saturday. We're closed. So, you know, it'll come back. It's a fantastic venue and it's very well regarded the world over as a really great place to watch.
Awesome. And what's it called, the club?
Happy Endings Comedy Club.
Happy Endings Comedy Club.
Cross had a little bit more of a city side.
I can't wait. I can't wait to come to that club when you're back open. You've got to tell me when you're back open.
Yeah, I I'm really, really looking forward to it. I mean, for the most part of watching audience reactions, you know, like that, I spend most of my time in that club facing the audience, not facing the comedians.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, that's outstanding. Tell us a bit about how people can find you if they want to actually book some comedy for their corporate Zoom meetings meetings.
You know, you could, the simplest measure is for me to tell you the website, which is standupcomedians.com.au. But being around for, you know, quite a while, we're quite easy to find. I mean, there's obviously others out there doing similar things. You know, there always is and there should be. But I'd like to think of us as doing things. We take things a little bit to the extreme level of production. Right. Of how to make this as good as possible for everyone.
Yep.
And that means as far as I started out in the beginning of my business and talking to you, as good for the comedians as possible. It's really important that you give them the best shot possible, the best platform. And so, you know, I won't go into all the details of how we achieved that, but, you know, we've worked on it now for a couple of months, which sounds like a long time to me, considering this moment. So, you know, they can just Google book a comedian or hire a comedian. Chances are you'll find me.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. Well, Mark, I mean, that's been outstanding. I've really enjoyed chatting with you. It's been a lot of fun, but it's also been very insightful. And I always like to ask the guests to leave us a couple of thoughts at the end, or a couple of little tips about, you know, in your case, it might be about life. It might be about comedy. It might be about how comedy fits in. What would you like to leave us with today?
Oh, that's a really good question and a very challenging one.
Yeah. Whatever comes to mind.
Oh, look, I think, you know, use this moment. Use it now to reframe your life. That's a little bit deep in a lot of ways, but I think you can take it. We can all take it to scope out the point of a lot of this. You know, personally, I've spent years trying to limit having things, like, you know, I think there's a lot of unnecessary things that we buy or own or end up being owned by those things. Less is more approach, and I'm really enjoying it and spending a lot of time with family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's such great advice. I mean, in general, I think we should all heed that advice. Very, very wise from Mark David. So, mate, really appreciate you coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I hope you do really well with your new venture. And then all the existing comedy that you were doing up to this point will just kick off when we're ready. And you'll go from strength to strength.
Thanks so much. It was really fun having a chat in an disarming way.
Thank you, mate. Fantastic. And for, my pleasure. And for all the audience, I'm going to put all the notes and how to find Mark and his stand-up comedians in the show notes. So please give him a call if you want to book a comedian or you want to have a chat about comedy. Mark's your guy. So once again, Mark, thank you very much. And to all the listeners and viewers, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your support. And we'll see you very, very soon for another episode. Bye for now.